The employees will receive a $2,000 salary boost. Officials want to close the pay gap between UWL and similar universities. The raises are funded by UWL's savings from retirements and increased enrollment. UWL Chancellor Joe Gao says they're doing the best they can with what they have.
Unfortunately, people do leave the university on a fairly regular basis for better salary offers. So we do need to be trying to do all we can to retain our best people. And also, we want to signal to people who might be thinking about joining us at the university that we do everything we can on salary.
Gao is one of three UWL administrators who qualified for the raise but turned it down. Other UW schools like Madison and Stevens Point have been establishing similar raises. UW system spokesman David Giroux says retaining employees improves the quality of education.
We offer some sort of continuity for our students who, when they come to campus as a freshman, expect certain professors to be there. And often they're attracted by the talent that we have today. If some of that talent leaves before they have a chance to really take advantage of it, then they're left feeling disappointed and maybe a little cheated.
UW employees have not received across-the-board raises since 2008. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.